Entertained a motion to come back into regular session?
Yes.
Second, Dever, second, Mr. Arlette. Any questions? Take the vote. Mrs. Dever?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We now should be on number 9 by my count.
That's my count as well, Mr. President.
Okay.
This is dealing with non-conforming off-premise signs. And if you look on your page 26 of the ordinance, it would be subsection B that we're looking at here. What was recommended at the planning and zoning level was that would allow for the conversion of non-conforming off-premise signs to off-premise electronic message centers only if they were replacing two or more non-conforming off-premise signs with a single electronic message center. Otherwise, that conversion would be prohibited, which is in our current proposed ordinance, they'd be prohibited altogether.
Seems pretty straightforward.
Question?
Mr. Cole?
Conversion. I've got an older sign. Does conversion mean to take a non-conforming sign, put it on a monopole, and then do the whole electronic? Does it mean a total conversion, or does it mean just taking what's up there in the frame and everything else and taking a non-conforming sign? Because remember, we're trying to go from non-conforming, whatever it is, structures, signs, whatever. You always try, the attempt is to bring it back into conformity sometime in the future. So what do you mean by conversion?
What this would mean is that you are absolutely prohibited from doing that conversion unless you are somehow removing
two existing non-conforming
off-premise signs and replacing them with just one single. Now, it does not state whether that is specific to that property. I think and Mr. Robertson may be able to explain this better than I, as he is more in touch with the commission on this, but I think the idea there was it would reduce the quantity of non-conforming off-premise signs.
Well, I'm just saying it seems a little vague here and just seems...
Commission kind of mulled that over, whether it was on the same property or close by or clear across the county. But the impression I got from the commission was that overall, it was a way to eliminate some non-conforming off-premises signs, to get people to eliminate one, two for one type deal. So you get rid of two and you have then one EMC.
So X company has signs all over Sussex County. Under this proposal, they could eliminate something, a couple in Seaford, and put one in Lewis.
No, it would be that they would be converting one of them and getting rid of one somewhere else.
Oh, and just get rid of one.
Get rid of one. Yeah.
So you're getting rid of two,
but
they're putting up one EMC.
So you're only eliminating one.
Yeah, because it's converting one. So you have two signs that are non-conforming. Mm-hmm. One of them you're switching to EMC. This one you have to get rid of. Mm-hmm. So it's taking down a non-conforming sign somewhere.
Okay, so again, Seaford, Lewis. So you can get rid of one in Seaford and keep the one in Rehoboth or Lewis?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is what you're saying?
Yeah. Or vice versa, or whatever.
I mean, I think the logic there was to reduce the inventory of total non-conforming off-premise signs. This was a way to, I don't want to say incentivize it, but encourage that.
So that wouldn't take any extra step. In other words, you got a billboard right now under our current ordinance that we have, right? If you want to take a non-conforming or any static sign and convert it to EMC, you have to go to the Board of Adjustment to be able to make it electronic?
Correct. You would have to go through a special use exception process as proposed.
Any time to make an electronic sign, you have to do the special use exception.
But if it was an already non-conforming sign, what this would say is that's prohibited. You're prohibited from doing that.
In our current
correct.
Right.
Unless, and that this was the one thing that P&Z had come up with as a recommendation.
So the conversion, again, my question is the conversion means they would take a non-conforming sign that's on poles and come in with a steel monopole or whatever, that would be a conversion under this scenario. So we have a non-conforming sign that may disappear just because it's wood or whatever, but once we go to these others, we've given the ability to say in a prime location, what I see happening is it's all about locations like anything else. You'll see things in key locations getting converted and they eliminate something on the Seaford Laurel Byway.
I'm
Yeah, I mean, if you're the sign company, you're probably
going to... Not that you're implying that that's an undesirable area, Mr. Cole, correct?
I'm just trying to weigh this all out. The benefits are right now you're saying there's a prohibition taking a non-conforming sign and making it electronic.
And as it is in there now, it's prohibited. They're mm-hmm. just asking mm-hmm. for...
Which I think was...
Kind of an exception to that prohibition.
I'm sure you're looking for all kinds of ways to...
President.
Mr. Wilson.
And how much does that cost to get that done?
To convert it?
Yes, sir.
I have no idea as far as the financials.
It'd be interesting to know that.
Two pairs of glasses on.
Can you find that out and tell us?
Well, I think the record is closed on that as far as substantive research.
I'd love to know how much it cost.
How much they charge?
How much they charge to do all that? Change all that?
What's it got to do with it?
Has a lot to do with it.
It does. Well, explain.
For your dollars, it don't mean nothing. You don't.
No, I'm just asking.
You don't know how to spend.
I think it'd be fair to say it would be a substantial amount.
Yes.
Substantial cost.
Yeah, that's a question. I don't know.
Any more questions from council?
Yes. In the conversion, I don't see any reference to, and I understand the spirit of the motion as it relates to you eliminating some non-conforming ones. But the question that I would have is the one that is permitted to be the EMC. Is there a requirement for that EMC to actually be now in compliance, i.e. setbacks, size? I mean, if you're replacing one that is no longer it's conforming, and we are giving it basically total longevity with, you know, monopole and an EMC, that's a real big investment, i.e. it's going to be there really in theory forever. Is there a requirement for that EMC to be conforming?
I will tell you how the Planning and Zoning Commission approached that. Is conversion of a non-conforming off-premises sign would mean that you're still using the structure, whether it's a monopole or the telephone poles. Because at least our thought was, is if you pull up those telephone poles, you've eliminated your rights to continue as a non-conforming structure. So then you'd have to come into compliance. So that's not a conversion, that's a whole new sign, which is what I think you all see.
Well, variance application. But to my point, I would tell you that I don't believe that I have ever seen, and not even sure if it's even possible, to create an EMC with monopoles. I mean, with pilings. I have never seen one ever. And we can't ask the folks that are here, the sign guys, I don't think that is even feasible.
I'm sure it could happen, but typically they don't. They make the total investment on something.
How does that make sense? Because
there's plenty of monopole signs that are fixed, that are just vinyl faced. So if you wanted to convert one of those that's non-conforming to an EMC, you could do that, but you'd have to lose, like, another telephone pole one somewhere else that's non-conforming. So that's kind of the way the commission...
But what he's saying is if you had a monopole, a fixed sign somewhere that had variances given to it, and it's also non-conforming, mm-hmm. his question is if we then permit it to go to electronics, shouldn't it come into conformity? There may be still some non-conformity in distance and setbacks or something like that, but we should make it come into as much in conformity as possible. So if it was given some kind of variance for double signs or extra big sign or higher, whatever, we ought to make that sign come into the heights, you know, where we can make the adjustments. Does that make it? Right, isn't that what you're trying to lead to? Because I can understand the location is going to be non-conforming still when you put the other sign back in that place, but then other issues should be able to be corrected with some conformity.
I think it was a P&Z was a trade-off. Instead of correcting it on that sign, which has that monopole structure there that's, you know, embedded in concrete or whatever, instead of correcting the non-conformity there, the idea was you're completely eliminating a non-conformity on just another sign. I mean, the logic of it is up to you.
It could become a loophole. I don't know. It's maybe something Mr. Arlette can bring up in an amendment later, see if it works or not.
And how would you propose that?
Well, you said it was easy. It's going to be easy to amend this.
So, oh, I got you.
So I'm agreeing with you. Here's one. It might be a good one because or part of it I can understand, but then I think something should come back into conformity if we're letting something new structure come up. I can understand non-conformity in maybe a setback, but on size of the structure, it, you know, to go to a monopole from
No, that's true. If you're converting, like I said, if you're tearing down the structure, so you've got a telephone pole sign, and you remove those telephone poles, just like if you remove a non-conforming house, you lose all your grandfathering. If you remove those telephone poles, that's not a conversion at that point. You're into a new sign permit, and all that goes with it. This would be, you've got a monopole, because that, you know, back to your point that we don't think we can do a conversion on telephone poles. So if you've got a monopole with a fixed sign, you want to convert that to an electronic message display, you could, as long as you lost one somewhere else.
Without going through a special use exception, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Is that right? Still have to go to a variance? Anytime we do
it. The way that the amendment is written, it does not require that it go to a special use exception for a conversion.
Well, it could be something unique about the location that maybe this trade-off is not, of desirable because of the lights that would be associated with it. Who knows? I don't know. Just a question.
I'm just looking here to make sure I didn't say anything.
So again, the way, as you're looking that up, Jamie, the way the current proposed ordinance reads, non-conforming, you're not permitted to have an EMC on a non-conforming.
Right, that's correct.
So in the event there is pilings there, and it's non-conforming, and they want to create an EMC, as if we leave this code alone, therefore the process is they have to go get a special use exception, correct?
I just was double checking while you were looking at that, Mr. Arlett. For an off-premise EMC, they're going to have to obtain a special use exception, regardless. I think that's do not pass go, and that it says you may obtain one if you get a special use exception. So I think the conversion of that is still going to have to go through that process of a special use exception.
Because we'd have to know, somebody would have to know which billboard they're eliminating to get this one. And again, the Board of Adjustment would have to weigh that out. Is there a benefit to losing that one over there and having that change?
And perhaps that would be something to put in as an amendment. If you were inclined to go with the recommendations of planning and zoning, perhaps we could make sure that's clarified and just say any conversion pursuant to this section, the applicant shall obtain a special use exception from the Board of Adjustment or something along
those lines. Well, yeah, because there could be neighbors, there could be a neighboring property that's would be offended by that doesn't mind the static sign because it's not, changing all the time.
So, again, I'm a little, so if it's, so if we make, if there is a requirement, if we leave this in the current proposed code,
if you leave it as is, as we have in the proposed ordinance, you would not be allowed to convert a non-conforming off-premise sign to.
But again, converting just means you're keeping the base. You're keeping the foundation, correct?
Correct.
And i.e. pilings, or perhaps therefore, if you remove those and do a monopole and an EMC, you've got to get the special use exception, anyways, correct?
Then you have to come into compliance.
So if that's the case, now let's shift over to the monopole, the ones that have been transitioned over to a monopole. It has a stationary billboard, and they have all these variances. If they want to create an EMC there, what happens? Is there a process to allow that to happen?
I don't believe there would, because they've only received that one is essentially a billboard that's been allowed for a limited purpose, i.e. it's a static billboard that's going to be so many feet from another billboard. And now when you're talking about putting it as an EMC, you may recall we have some different setback requirements for that. There's potential you're creating additional nonconformities with that. There's also, it's a different animal than what we have just with a static billboard in the eyes of how this code is written.
So again, I think with the proposed motion of motion 9, I think the this would only play out, I would see, is if there is a non-conforming monopole that they want to shift into an EMC, because the pilings don't make a difference. They've got to take them down and go through the normal process of getting the special use exception anyways, correct?
That's probably
really, this is all about
structurally, yes.
this is just really about transitioning a monopole permanent structure into an EMC.
That is non-conforming.
That is non-conforming.
But the question is...
That's what this is about.
But the question is, should that conversion then become conforming?
Well, I think if that were the case, then they would have to move the structure.
No, no, conforming and just not setbacks. I understand what
you're... Okay.
But I'm talking about the size, height, anything else. Because they...
Right.
Anyway.
I would be supportive of that. I mean, in the end, you're leaning more and more toward... Because I have to tell you, I mean, in the end, monopole is permanent. I mean, it is. So if it's non-conforming, it's a monopole. It's there forever, in theory, whether it be EMC or not.
If they want to change it, I don't have any problem requiring them to come into conformity if they want to change it.
What types of conformities would you be requiring?
Anything other than the setback.
Okay. So we're talking height and size.
Height and size.
Which is the same thing that we have in subsection D there as well, regarding if you were to want to replace a non-conforming sign. If that was the route that council was inclined to do, what perhaps would be appropriate is to retain what is in the amendment proposed by planning and zoning, which is you can do it provided you're changing the two into one, and also state something along the lines of any electronic message center or any non-conforming off-premise sign which is converted to an off-premise electronic message center must comply with the height and size requirements of an off-premise EMC. And we could add that sentence at the end of it, which would make sure that's clear. But otherwise, the structure isn't moving, so the other non-conformities, whether it be setback or separation distance, that isn't really at play.
So,
because otherwise they're going to have to tear it down.
So if they had an applicant had a variance for on one spot, say on a two-lane road where they got four signs, and they want to do a conversion, and that four signs, I guess, is a variance for like one or something. I don't know what they got, how they got it, but how would that change? They would tear that all down, put up something that would be then smaller, 300 square feet on a two-lane road instead of all, which is probably close to 600.
Well, scenario there is, I think you're actually tearing down what's there and removing the non-conforming structure, and then re-erecting.
Sometimes the framing up above the monopole or the pilings has to change if they go to electronics, because they've got to do something up there. So basically, even on a monopole, I'm guessing that there'll be some changes to the sign part.
The number of facings?
Well, or just maybe size or depth or whatever. I can't imagine you take a piece of plywood and turn it into a... take all that squares footage of plywood and make it into an electronic sign, or they screw something onto it, thin TVs or something.
So again, basically, it goes back to, except for the setbacks and distances, everything else has to conform.
Yeah, that's what I would say. At least we're making some progress there.
But let me ask you another question on that, with to that point, and that would be in Mr. Cole's analysis, monopoles. Pilings, and then you've got four facings that were given by variances and through the Board of Adjustment. Is it in this example, they would be required to take down all four for one EMC, or is it two separate billboards that were granted two separate variances?
Well, I mean,
because in the end, I ask that because is... If there are four facings, and is it feasible for there to be two EMCs side by side, or that wouldn't really be the case because of the distance requirements
we
already have?
I think we've got to be careful not to we have to distinguish between facings and sign structures. So if you have one sign structure that has four facings, that's going to be one non-conforming off-premise sign. So under the proposal, which I think has been kicked around here, is if you were to convert that, you've got to bring that height and size into conformity. But you could keep it right there. It's got to be, if you had four facings that was 800 square feet, you've got to be 600 square feet and two face. I think that's the, we would want to clear that up, in here, but I think that would be the logic.
But a conversion doesn't mean taking four pilings and putting one monopole. That like
no,
you said,
that's
changed.
That's a removal in a right. Yeah.
That doesn't. So it would only be probably. I see the only these monopoles that have been built the last few years.
And you're probably talking ones that, if I had to guess from some of the testimony we've heard at some of these hearings, that they're gonna be ones that have to be engineered differently. So you may, I mean, I'm not an engineer, but I suspect some of the monopoles that are out there may not be able to withstand the weight of some of these. Some of them might, but you know, I don't know what a number would be as far as how many this would affect.
Okay. And if we leave it as is,
then they're prohibited. If you have a non-conforming sign, you just can't turn it into a building, to an EMC.
That's probably the best way to deal with it.
Does anyone care to make a motion?
I'll make a motion that we do nothing.
We don't need a motion.
So right. No.
Don't need a motion.
All right.
Anyone care to make a motion? I ask call.
Yeah, hold on, Mr. President. Okay. I apologize. I know we want to get moving. I think we're in the home stretch here, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're pretty close.
We're getting closer.
I'm making a motion on number 9.
Mr. Wilson makes a motion to adopt motion number 9. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
What P&Z recommended?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I have a motion. Do I have a second for that motion?
I will second that, but I will also, again, I think to the point of the conversation we've just had, you know, to have it, is it feasible, again, to have it in, to ensure that it becomes in conformity?
The way it's written now is, I mean, we don't have that language like I was talking about before based on what the amendment has been proposed by planning and zoning.
Right.
It's, you know, it's they're really just adding a half of a sentence to that.
So, Mr. Cole, to your comment earlier about, you know, what you would be good with it, with the exception of setbacks and, you know, where would you be agreeable to allow it to happen?
Well, I can live with the proposed one we have in front of us. If we did it and wanted to change number 9 to allow for some conversion, so we could get rid of one somewhere else. Correct. That's what we're still talking about. The conversion would just bring everything, but you know, the setback and right. Was there something else? Setback.
Yes,
and,
distance.
Distance. Yeah. Distance and setback. Those two things would be. You could get a variance for those other issues other than those two.
Okay, so we could add to the end of motion 9 the said converted sign to conform to height and area requirements.
What I would do to even clarify that further, mm-hmm. Mr. Moore, is I would adopt the sentence that's used in D, which says any, and instead of replacement off-premise sign, I would say any off-premise electronic message center by virtue of conversion in this subsection must comply with the height and size requirements set forth in section 115-159.5, which is the one that sets forth those requirements for off-premise signs.
It goes on further to say no variances from height and size requirements shall be permitted.
And we could add that too.
I mean, that would really clarify, wouldn't it? That's exactly what we've just been talking about.
Yeah, and actually,
which is indeed the next one.
That's why I look at number 10 says the same thing. And what you're saying, what you're add to it.
Well, no, number 10 talks about something that comes down from natural causes.
Yep.
We didn't have a second, so we're back up. Mr. Wilson, will you withdraw your motion?
Yes, sir.
Pardon me?
I believe it was seconded by Mr. Arlett.
Oh, you said? I'm sorry. Well,
but not with the second. Not with a new wording.
No. You
not with a new wording.
Not with a new wording.
The motion and second withdraw, is strictly for that motion right
withdraw
there.
Withdraw your second.
You can't amend that after during the motion.
Withdraw your second and we'll just.
I think we need to vote on.
I withdraw my second.
I think we ought to vote on.
Now we don't have a second.
Motion we made.
Well, we haven't got a second now. Mr. Wright withdrew his motion or his second.
Right. Yeah. I did.
All right, Mr. President, I got a motion to make.
So it dies for lack of a second. Mr. Moore? Not Mr. Moore. Mr. Cole?
I would make the motion that we adopt the P&Z's recommendation and with the added wording of must comply with height and size requirements as set forth in 115-159-5, and no variances from height and size requirements shall be permitted.
Does that sound right, Mr. Sharp?
I believe it does. I probably ought to read that in, yeah. But if there's a second to that, I'll read.
We have a motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett.
And can you clear up
please
that wording?
Please read that.
Let me finish writing it first to make sure I'm not missing something. I think I've got it all. Mr. Robertson is trying to read my chicken scratch, so he can correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, that's good. The tracks, that way the two track each other and they're.
Yeah.
It all makes sense.
Okay, move to amend the second introduced ordinance as follows. Amend section 115-161.2b to state, quote, conversion of non-conforming off-premises signs to off-premises electronic message centers is prohibited unless the applicant is replacing two or more non-conforming off-premise signs with a single electronic message center. Any off-premise electronic message center created through conversion under this subsection must comply with height and size requirements set forth in section 115-159.5. No variances from the height and size requirements shall be permitted.
That would be my motion.
Question, what about the distances? Again, as it relates to this EMC, proposed EMC to other EMCs, is that still a distance requirement?
Hey, we already voted on that once.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about in this scenario right here.
We're allowing for the conversion there. There wouldn't be variances required for that because it's a structure that's not changing its location.
However,
if you had an 800 square foot billboard, which we have some of those, you couldn't have an 800 square foot EMC. You've got to bring it into 600 feet. And if you had a 45 footer, it's got to be 35 feet.
Right. At the same time, I think if I recall, we have in here 1200 feet, right? Distance that's still a requirement.
Yeah. That's correct.
That was my question.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
We're not tampering with that.
Okay.
Any more questions on
So a second.
Any more questions on the motion?
The motion is complete with the amendment.
As was read by Mr. Sharp. Mm-hmm. We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
No.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
No.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
Let the record be known that, wow, Councilman Wilson and Councilwoman Deaver voted the same way. This could be a first.
Motion, number 10 is next.
Next one. This is motion 10. It's dealing with